Good job out there.
Hey, this is Steve Krulovitz with CBS Sports Radio, 1300 on your dial, coming to you from nation's capital. And I'd like to acknowledge my hometown, also 1300 in Baltimore. We have a special guest in the studio tonight. We're down here at the City Open, formerly the Legg Mason, for all you listeners out there. And this is an ATP World Tour event, 500 event. It's also a part of the U.S. Open Series. We have last year's semifinalists here. Just had a nice opening round victory in the tournament tonight. This gentleman, 2 years ago, almost to the month, was ranked career high of 7 in the world. He won the, a lot of people don't realize this, but he won the 2004, he was in a silver medalist at the Athens game in the Olympics. And let's see, he, number one U.S. player, taking over from Andy Roddick, his good friend. So I want to thank him for coming in and welcome him to the show, Marty Fish.
Thank you.
How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Just wanted to ask you a couple quick questions, make this real fast. I know just came off a nice victory against Matthew Ebden over here at the Rock Creek Park, 16th Street, sort of your home courts, because you play well down here on the hard courts. And we have a great tournament here this year, and great to have you back.
Thank you.
First question I wanted to ask you, a lot of people don't know that you were, grew up in Minnesota, you were born in Minnesota, and at 2 years old, you had a film crew come out and film you at two, hitting tennis balls over the net. And I just want to know, was that from the service line or was that from the baseline?
That was from the baseline.
At 2 years old.
I was a news, they must have had something get canceled on them on the last minute because they came. I think the producer might have known my father. My father teaches tennis, and he might have taught the producer, I think, tennis, gave him tennis lessons, and they didn't have anything else that day, so they came out and filmed me hitting tennis balls at 2 years old at a local TV station in Edina, Minnesota. So I could hit the ball over the net when I was, it was like a late two, might have been an early three.
Pretty good
kind of thing. Yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Young protege at 2 years old.
Yeah.
Incredible. But let's get back to the two quick questions on the match tonight. Let you go. Get ready for tomorrow. 3-2 in the third. I think like 30 all, and you made a big time, what I consider a big time professional play. You came in, you made the volley, you won the point, you went on the break serve. Was that an instinctual move coming in, or did you plan it in your mind beforehand, like, I've got to get in and try to earn this match, win this match?
Yeah.
Or did you say, if I have an opportunity, I'm going to attack, or was this just a natural thing?
Well,
because I felt that was a really, really, there were two really big points in the match. That was one of them. I wanted to get your response for that, and then I have a last question for you.
That was a huge part. I know exactly what you're talking about. The reason why I came in on that one was because he had been sort of going back and forth with my forehand and my backhand on the second serve. A lot of guys take my backhand as my best shot, my better shot than my forehand, and so a lot of times guys will pick on my forehand on the second serve especially, and he had actually hit a let on the second serve out wide to my forehand, and I thought to myself, there's no way that he's going there again, because I'll be sitting on it, I'll be waiting for it. So I said, for sure, in my mind, he's going tee, he's going to go to my backhand. And I guessed right, and came in on it, came up right down the middle, hit a good volley, and then he barely missed the pass.
Down the line.
It was a good play, yeah.
Down the line,
I mean, you put pressure on guys in that scenario, and you ask them to come up with the goods, and that time he almost did, but he didn't, luckily.
Yeah. I thought that was a great tactical move. Go out and try to earn the match in the third set. Your opponent at this level, any level really, is not going to give you the match. And then, of course, serving for the match, 15 all. Probably one of the longest, maybe the longest rally. Did you say to yourself, I'm just going to stay back and not miss? Or if I get a short ball, I might attack? Or what was the mindset on that point? Because that, I felt, was a very crucial part, because I thought, if you lose that point, 15 all, you might drop serve, momentum can switch. how many times have we been in that situation in the past where, you know, that's happened and we've gone off to lose the match.
Yeah, no.
So what was the mindset on that 15-all point?
Well, we got into a rally. I didn't have too many opportunities to come forward. I tried to, you know, I usually try to take initiative on the point and try to be the aggressor. And at that point, we just sort of settled in together and were, you know, just sort of back and forth. I remember I was moving him side to side at one stage, but never really got a short ball. And then it's one of those things where you know, you get a little fatigued during that point and you... you know, you sort of just settle in the baseline,
right.
And you're just like, okay, I refuse to miss at this point. If he hits a winner, fine. You know, but I'm gonna sort of dig my heels in and just say I'm not gonna miss. And luckily I got that point too. That was
do you
point.
Do you think, you know, you came on the tour at 18, and now you're 31, and you probably would be considered in a lot of, you know, people's opinions as a late bloomer. You didn't come into the top 10 in the world till you're 29.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, earlier in your career, the mindset was a little different, or did you just start to mature a little bit later?
Yeah, I matured later for sure. I finished when I was 21 years old. I finished 20 in the world at the time, and so that Andy Roddick was in the top 10, and I was 20. I finished 20 in 2003, and it sort of felt like it was going to come a little easier than it actually was. So, you know, it's everyone matures at a different age, at a different, you know, pace. And I took me a knee surgery in 2009 to realize that I needed to get into better shape, and that I wanted to do some. I wasn't done with my career, and I had gotten married, and I had realized that I had other people relying on me, and
sure.
A lot of it was,
sure.
was maturity. A lot of it was the help of my wife and my trainer, and getting me back and getting me fit. And from then, I just, you know, I sort of never looked back. And apart from this health stuff in the past 12 months, before then, and after 2009, it's been great. It's been a huge success for me.
Oh, we wish you a lot of luck with the tournament. I know you're playing the Frenchman Beneteau, you know, the next match. So, you know, good luck and, you know, keep at it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.